Nobody escapes.
Heidi and Frank.
Heidi and Frank.
There's no escaping them.
More Heidi and Frank now
on 95.5 KLOS.
Well, I'm going to compliment a coworker. I mean, if you're getting back to work, it might be nice to see people at work. So you're anxious to get back. Oh, hey. And you can't hug people. You can't high five people. You can't slap people on the ass like you used to.
What is this, Mad Men?
I know. Come on, dame. How can you compliment somebody at work if they look good? And the one word that you can use, they say it's totally benign, is to say, because Sammy looked really good on Thursday, and I think you didn't wash your makeup from Thursday, you just left it on through Friday, and I kind of like second day makeup better than first day makeup. That I did notice that you looked kind of snazzy.
Is snazzy the word?
Snazzy's the word.
Snazzy.
You looked kind of snazzy on Thursday and Friday.
Oh.
How do you take that? I said, you look snazzy.
I would think you're talking to a 3-year-old yes. who was playing dress up.
That's right. Right.
And yes. then you feel like, oh, you're like, look snazzy. And she's like, yeah, I do.
Yeah, or a little boy dress. Who's got a suit on for Easter. And you're like, right. Look at you, yeah. Mr. Snazzy.
So that's not benign. It's like I'm talking
why
down
can't
you to
say,
you.
Yeah. Why can't you just say, you look nice? What's wrong with nice?
I don't know. I guess.
You look nice. Thank you. You look nice, too. Thank you. Have a good one. Oh, you too. What's wrong with any of that?
No, it's complimenting on the looks, not like I have a good one.
Well, I know, but you run into somebody and you're like, oh, you look nice, and you do too.
I think it's about the way you say it. You say, you look nice.
You look nice.
Yeah. Nice.
But you can't say, you look snazzy.
It is all how you say it, whatever you're saying.
No, I agree. I think snazzy is talking down. You look snazzy. I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
No, like, it's because
are you making fun of me?
No, we are because
do I actually look good? Snazzy is a weird word.
Yeah. No, snazzy is when somebody never looks good or never dresses up, and then you finally put on a collared shirt. And you're like, you look snazzy, but if you wore a collared shirt all the time and then came in a collared shirt, you'd be like, oh, you look nice.
Somebody snazzed it up today.
Yeah, it's derogatory.
But isn't snazzy too a little like flashy and over the top? You know, like it's not. Ever, oh, you look very nice and clean cut today and you're professional. Snazzy is like weird things going on, I feel like.
Yeah, snazzy is when you put glitter on your vagina to go to the gynecologist.
Oh, somebody's snazzy.
Somebody looking snazzy today. I think that's the joke, isn't it? They use the glitter hairspray. They thought it was FDS spray, but it was glitter hairspray, and they went to the gynecologist and said, my, you look snazzy.
They say, I looked it up and it says, this is the first example that comes up. If your grandma comments on your snazzy outfit, she means that it looks fancy and on trend.
Oh, okay. I guess it is a compliment.
In other words, it's a compliment. Snazzy is an informal, slightly old-fashioned word for stylish and fashionable things, especially clothing.
So you can use the phrases of old, you just can't slap them on the ass of the good old days. Here's some examples they gave on how to use it.
Okay.
Hey, those are some snazzy earrings you got on.
No, just don't say anything. Just leave it alone. We're here to work, not comment on my outfit.
Yeah, my wife had on some earrings this weekend. They're like bead, like they were. I'll see. They kind of look like banners that you'd see hanging at the top of a arena.
Oh yes, yes, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Like a pennant or something like that, but they were like tiny little beads in like an Indian sort of pattern.
I know exactly what you're talking
about.
Yeah, yeah.
And they hung down. They were like longer. Okay.
I know.
I'm like, what are you trying to be, the new Redskins mascot? The Washington Carmens.
Yeah. Well, I.
You look snazzy.
That's so funny. I'm not one of these people who can wear multiple logos together. I just don't. I can't do it. I don't like it. Like if I've got something on my hat, then I wear a plain colored shirt. But if I've got a logo on my shirt, I'll wear a plain colored hat. I don't mix a bunch of stuff. But
like what kind of logo are you talking about?
An LA Dodgers hat. Then I won't wear something, another logo of some sort on my shirt.
And a Coca-Cola shirt.
Yeah, I just won't mix it, even if it matches and all works. I'm like, no, this is the logo, the rest is plain. But my wife doesn't care. And she came out over the weekend and she had on some logo hat. Then she had on an Oklahoma sweatshirt and a pair of Adidas pants And I was like, she comes downstairs and I was like, do you drive for NASCAR now? And she goes, what? I go, well, you look like a NASCAR. It's too much. And she's like, why? I go, it's too much. You got to pick something.
Yeah, I mean, but clothes have their branding.
No, but you don't wear it all at once.
Johnny's got his Puma jacket on.
But then
right
if he
there.
Also had a hat on that had a different logo, it's too much.
I have a hat on has a logo, and then a shirt that has a logo.
Yeah, it's a little more subtle because it's camo, but I just can't do the mixed. I was like, you got to get rid of at least one of them. I can't with the NASCAR.
So let me ask you, did she run upstairs and change her clothes, or did she tell you to go F yourself?
She said, hey, who cares? I'm just running errands. I'm fine.
Right.
And I was like, well, all right, Dick Trickle, do your thing. Bubba Watson, whatever. No, I it's only two right off the top.
Isn't he a golfer?
He's a golfer.
Wait, who did I miss? Who's the guy?
Bubba Watson.
Who's the guy that?
Bubba Wilson.
No. Wait, the NASCAR driver? What's the NASCAR driver's name?
But you missed it. You said Bubba Watson, which is a golfer. Bubba Wilson.
Who probably wears a lot of logos, too.
Is a NASCAR driver.
Wallace.
Bubba Wallace is the golfer?
No, NASCAR.
Bubba Wilson. Who's Bubba Wilson, though? He used to live down the block.
You went to high school with him.
Bubba Wilson is a junior. I was
a senior. She was just like, I don't care. It's fine. It's a Saturday. And I go, oh, all right, that's fine. And she's right. It's a Saturday.
Yeah, she is right. Why would you be such a bitch early in the morning?
But if we were going to go...
about waking up and being a bitch? Seriously.
If we were going to go somewhere, and I'd be like, honey, let's not do the
next. My wife this weekend opened her eyes and it started bitching right away. She opened her eyes. Go get Barney and bring him in here. Because he was like barking in the other room. Barney was like on the couch. He's Yorkie. He can't jump off the couch. She's in bed asleep. I'm like, okay. So I go get Barney and bring him in there, and he's on the bed, but he's still kind of got that weird like, kind of like coffee bark. That's and she's like, oh, you still like half asleep? Oh, you brought him in here and then you put him on the floor. Nice. I go, no, he's on the bed. I mean, but just bitching from the moment she had one eye open. I'm like, stop it.
You know how you can solve the dogs can't get off? This is
you know, you solve bitching? A pillow.
This is how we live. We have dog ramps all over the house, Frank, so they can just get wherever they need to go.
I don't do that.
Yeah, I don't want to do that either, but dog ramp to the couch, dog ramps to the bed.
Because you're too lazy to pick up the dog and put it on the couch?
She wants them to have freedom. I go, freedom to pee all over our house.
Yeah. Says,
yeah. Otherwise, they bark, and then you got to...
Peed up there yet. Give me a ramp up there. I'll pee on it.
And they have.
They pee on your couch?
Oh, sure.
Oh, man.
That's why the boys wear wee-wee wraps now. That stuff is tightened down, tightened Velcro.
Yeah.
That's it.
I don't know what a Yorkie looks like if he's not wearing pants. Seriously, I was like, wait. Dog takes off its pants or its diaper. I'm like.
So naked.
Dog's naked over there.
But they don't have anything for girl dogs that I can keep on my girls. They shimmy them off. Every time.
I remember my dog, Ruby, old English bulldog, got her period, and I put on some Victoria's Secret panties and a pad on her. Is that Victoria's Secret panties every girl has, the zebra panties with the pink lace on top?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. We've all
every
had that one.
Every girl's got that pair of BS pants.
Mm-hmm.
Other words, going back to the compliments you can give coworkers, since you're getting back to the workplace... Okay, the old rules are still in place. You can't just go nuts because you haven't seen people in a while and be like, dang, you look good, girl. I haven't seen you. It's quarantine. Look good. You've been working out.
What's up, whore? What? We work at Wells Fargo. What are you doing?
Oh, it's the horriest of all banks.
I thought it was Skank of America. I think we've played the Skank.
It is the Skank of America. Other words you can use besides snazzy?
Yeah.
Oh, here's another example of how you can use it, because they said, those are some snazzy earrings you got on. But here's one. Wow, that's a snazzy shirt. Wow. Work friendo.
Work friendo? Oh, that's the day I quit-o.
Okay, friendo. Other words like neat, slick, or nifty might work as well.
No, nifty is like describing like a gadget. You go, ooh, wow, look at that. That's nifty. Not a person.
You look nifty today.
Nifty, no.
Another strategy is to just be factual with your comments. Like, neat, your headband matches your necklace.
Please don't talk to me anymore. Just go to work and leave me alone. I don't want to be friends with you. By the way, you calling somebody slick, it makes them sound like they're a pimp. Look at you, slick. But who are you saying that to? Think of somebody around here who you would look at and go, you look slick. Anybody? There's nobody.
Probably CC over on K-Day.
Yeah, she's pretty slick.
She does look pretty slick.
Yeah, she looks pretty slick.
She looks pretty she snazzy.
She looks fly.
Nifty.
Can I say fly?
No. Also, you could say, wow, your skirt has whales all over it. Just to be factual. If she does have whale, it only works if she has whales all over it. Don't say it if she doesn't.
That's like somebody...
I was going to Home Depot this weekend and saw a woman. She was wearing one of those onesies you always wear.
Jumpsuit,
Jumpsuit, so she's trying to hide stuff.
That's right. Although in some, you can't hide anything, and it's quite frustrating.
And it was navy blue and had little pink flamingos all over it. And so she was walking past me as I was walking into the place. She's like walking out to her car, and I was going to go, hey, flamingo.
No.
But I didn't.
No.
She wasn't even attractive.
But if
because she
was. She
had flamingos all over, I was like, hey, look at you, flamingo. I mean, why is she wearing flamingos all over her shirt and her pants that are a combo if she didn't want to be called flamingo?
She's a fan of flamingos. She likes is a she bird really? That stands on one leg.
Look at you, ferns.
That's right. Between two ferns.
What do you
have
on them?
Two ferns.
What is that?
I have no idea. I saw it online. I like the cut. It's
so
way
you
out
went
of my...
So you went to Onesies R Us and you bought everything on this, in
everything
the shelf?
Everything they've got, yeah. I
that's your new look now is the onesie, right?
Yeah, I felt vacation-y. It's your black shirt.
Yeah, but I can go pee easily with this black shirt on. It seems like that would be way difficult to go to the bathroom.
If I wasn't as bendy as I am, I mean, you've got to go up here. You know, you got
to
do
this. You got to take the whole thing off to sit down the toilet.
Oh, yeah, and then now you're sitting at work just full on.
To take your
boobs,
pants down, you have to take your top off.
Yeah, and then I have to.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's.
It's quite nifty.
But I feel like vacation vibes with this one. So I'm just like trying to feel like I'm on vacation somewhere.
I guess the one thing they say to never comment on are physical attributes. You comment on the earrings or hey, flamingo.
Mm-hmm.
But like telling someone their lips look snazzy. Oh, your lips look snazzy.
Your lips look slick.
Mm.
So wet. Is that a gloss or a.
Yeah, don't,
sort of,
don't say that. You know, she's just getting makeup
that,
put on for fun.
Some Carmex or Vaseline. Why are your lips so wet? Oh. Did you just eat some fried chicken?
And maybe that's just why we should greasy? Work from home, seriously, because you just can't trust people.
You can't.
And working from home is great. More flexible schedule. I mean, you work when you want to, take a break when you want to, as long as you're productive. People say they're more productive at home because they can get their stuff done and then have
no
the rest
distractions,
of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, no distractions. You've got more quality time with your family. No commute, which is awesome. You don't have to dress up for work, which is even better.
Maybe just up top for the Zoom meeting.
Working from home is more comfortable, they say. It saves money. It improves your communication skills. You feel more motivated to work when you're at home. That might be tough. And fewer distractions. I don't know if I'm more motivated to work when I'm at
home. Well, I think you might be because you're like, I don't want this to end. I want to make sure that I'm productive so that they can never go, well, I mean, your productivity has been down, Kramer. I mean, obviously, we need you in the office and for you to get anything done. But if you're like, no, I'm still kicking ass, so you want to be more productive so that you don't lose this opportunity.
Would you take a pay cut if it meant you could work from home? 2/3 said they would.
Well, I mean, you think about, like, my wife was saying...
You don't have to rent the office space from me and spend all that money and whatever.
Yeah. And then there's a lot of people, like, my wife had at her when she went to her building, she had to pay for parking. So it was, like, $250 a month or something like that.
She had to pay it herself?
Yeah. And then there's some dining stuff, like, if you want to be able to use the
dining... Just ride the bus.
...to go get coffee and stuff. So I think she's saving, like, $400 a month just being home. From the parking and the dining, whatever their dining services.
What was my wife doing? She goes, I've been saving $150. And it was because she started making her own coffee.
Oh, yeah, right. You start doing
like,
that.
Damn, that's a lot of coffee. That you were $150?
Yeah, you just go like every day, you go maybe twice a day, once in the morning, and then in the afternoon, you're running around running errands. I'm going to go get an iced coffee. And then you do that every day. That adds
what a,
up.
What a racket.
Yep.